This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, May 29th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A number of students from a private Catholic school in Japan have been injured during a brutal mass stabbing attack. A man screaming, quote, "I will kill you," end quote, slashed at the group of Catholic schoolgirls as they were waiting at a bus stop in the city of Kawasaki. An 11-year-old student was stabbed to death, along with a 39-year-old man who was a former foreign ministry official. 17 were injured. Shockingly, 15 of them were girls from the elementary school, reports the Japan Times. The attacker ultimately turned the knife on himself. According to several witnesses, many of the children began screaming, quote, "Help me," end quote, and, quote, "Dad and Mom, what should I do," end quote, after the man started swiping wildly at the group. 20 suspected Fulani Muslim herdsmen stormed a church choir practice and kidnapped the Reverend Zachariah Idu, his daughter, and 15 other church members, including the son of the pastor of an Assemblies of God church in north central Nigeria, the night of May 18th. On that same night, gunmen killed a Christian and kidnapped two others at a Baptist church, reports Morningstar News. Each attack took place in Kaduna State, where assaults on Christians with impunity have recently ramped up in the increasingly lawless country. Christians make up 51.3% of Nigeria's population, while Muslims living primarily in the North and Middle Belt account for 45%. Nigeria ranked 12th on the Open Doors 2019 World Watch list of countries where Christians suffer the most persecution. Reverend Franklin Graham and 250 Christian leaders are calling for Sunday, June 2nd, to be a special day of prayer for President Donald Trump, that God would protect, strengthen, embolden, and direct him, reports CBN News. The document said, quote, "We believe our nation is at a crossroads, at a dangerous precipice. The only one who can fix our country's problems is God himself, and we pray that God will bless our president and our nation for his glory," end quote. Yesterday, Graham appeared on the radio show Washington Watch.
"I don't think any president in modern history has come under the attack day after day after day by almost all the media. It distracts the president. It weakens our country. We're not able to do the things that we need to do. This is very dangerous. If we don't, I'm afraid for the president, I'm afraid for the presidency. There is a hatred for Donald Trump that I've never seen before. It's one thing for us to have a president that we disagree with, and you may not vote for, but to have the all-out hatred, this has never been seen in the history of our country. It's like a demonic attack. There's no reason for it. There's no call for it."
Graham explained that while Trump is a deeply flawed man, God has him at the White House to defend Christians and religious liberty.
"For us Christians, this president has been the most Christian-friendly president in my lifetime. He wants evangelicals in the White House. He wants Christians to come. He wants to support and defend Christians. I think of Pastor Brunson in Turkey. He'd still be in that prison if it hadn't been for Donald Trump. He has a desire to help the church, to help Christians. Is he a perfect person? Absolutely not. Is he the best example of the Christian faith? No way. But there's something in his heart. God has placed it there to defend the Christian faith and religious liberty. I appreciate that about him, and we need to try to lift him up in prayer and support him where we can."
1 Timothy 2:1-2 says, "I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness." Samson Brown is a masculine name, but the biological woman has merely changed her name legally and has been taking testosterone for sufficient time that she has now started to grow facial hair. Listen to her masculine-sounding voice as this clearly confused young woman is grasping for purpose.
"Growing up, I was always trying to figure out what kind of man I wanted to become, and I'm still trying to figure out what kind of man that I want to become. I always knew I was different. I didn't know that there was a term for the type of person that I was. I went into my transition just wanting to be happy. I'm glad I'm at the point where I'm able to shave."
In a new Gillette commercial released last Thursday, her father offers his advice to his biological daughter, who is pretending to be a man as she shaves her face for the first time after taking the testosterone, reports the Daily Caller.
Now, don't be scared. Shaving is about being confident. You're doing fine.
Perhaps after learning this news, you will no longer use Gillette products. Plus, you can politely object by calling Gillette Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern at 1-800-445-5388. That's 1-800-445-5388. Genesis 5:2 says, God created them male and female and blessed them. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $120 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, May 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.